afford to be. This is small town music, this is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, your comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis.
I'm Gary Lucy.
I'm Matt Belknap.
Question, you guys, the most common letter in the English language, E, is in the most words. Which
E is?
Yes. Wow. But which letter starts the most words?
I'm going to guess S.
S is correct, because S goes with the most letters, and such as it is in iTunes. This is going to be the most jam-packed episode we've ever had. We're going to try to play the most songs, and we're not going to fuck around at all at the top at all. We're just going to jump right into it. Rock Solidopedia, Volume S, episode number 113. Pat Francis, go!
Okay. Wow. Hi. Kyle's here.
Oh, my God.
So this is...
This is episode 114, by the way.
What? What's 113?
That's...
412.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Oh, have we played that yet?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. We have so many episodes.
So,
oh, yeah.
70, so out of order.
72 episodes backlog.
Sorry.
Hey, the first song up for me is it's a big Rod Stewart song, but it's also one of my favorite Rod Stewart songs. It's from Never a Dull Moment, and drop us in it 25 seconds.
Hold on.
That sounded like it could be Maggie May, but it's not Maggie
May.
It's not Maggie May.
I had nothing to do on this hot afternoon. To settle and write you a line. I've been meaning to phone you, but from Minnesota, hell, it's been a very long time. You wear it well, a little old fashioned, but that's alright. Well, I suppose you're thinking I bet he's sinking, or he wouldn't get in touch with me. Though I ain't there. Losing my head, I sure do want you to know that you wear it well. There ain't a lady in the land so fine. Oh my.
Like that little fiddle in there.
The violin just makes that song for me. And it, that song alone is like a lifetime pardon for any future musical crimes that he can.
Yeah, make. For any of the Love Touch or anything like that exactly. From Legal Eagles. Anything like that.
Love Touch from Legal Eagles.
Yeah. That's, we'll play that sometime.
Oh, man.
Maybe
so
do cheesiest songs of all time.
Oh, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
I'm going to write that down.
Cheesy cheese.
So I'll tell you the record that I'm grooving to most these days. It's the new one from Superchunk, and it's called I Hate Music, and it's this is the song with the titular line in it, and it's called Me and You and Jackie Mattoo. Doesn't hate music, he loves music. Now, you may very well ask, who is this Jackie Mattoo that they're talking about?
Yes.
It's not just because it rhymes with me and you, but he was an actual guy. He was the keyboard player in the Scottalites, this seminal Jamaican ska band. Yeah. And this is just for you. Here's the Scottalites with a little bit of the James Bond theme.
Oh,
another
hit
band here, a little double shot. Matt is hard skanking around the table.
Kyle's twerking.
Did anyway, we mention that Kyle was here?
Kyle's here, and he's twerking, and he keeps sticking his tongue out. Okay, that's enough. Just want to give you a little taste
of
Jackie Mattoo.
Twerking, Kyle.
Nice.
So that's you.
Well, let's move on very slowly.
Sorry, Pat has to write an email or something.
No, I'm actually forming an apology list. Oh. In the early 80s when Journey was at their heyday, guitarist Neil Sean did a couple albums with the guy named, a keyboard player named, I don't know if it's Jan Hammer. I think they pronounce it Jan
Hammer. It's Jan Hammer.
Jan Hammer, who wrote the Miami Vice theme. And this is probably the best of the best from that pairing. This is from 1982, and this is a song called No More Lies.
And what do they call this duo?
Sean and Hammer.
Yeah, and the album cover
looks
is
like
arm and hammer.
Yeah. The arm should have a guitar in it.
Yeah, yeah, it's really weird. It's got a hammer, which
it's got a hammer.
Kind of
hammer. But no hammer, though.
Redundant.
I know. There you go.
I totally forgot about that. That was bringing me back.
Yeah.
Oh, this is why I love this show.
That was a minor regional hit.
Yes, totally. and there's something about the grammar with that doesn't quite scan about all I want is no more lies.
Right.
But it's just, it's so perfect in its own way.
Yeah, it's the best of what they did.
Oh, that kind of
sounded like Rick Springfield to me.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
He's got kind of a nasally way to sing too, Neil Sean.
Yeah.
Lies.
Not bad.
Yeah, not bad at all.
I mean, I guess when you're standing next to, you know, Steve Perry, it doesn't sound so great.
No, it doesn't.
Just in a vacuum, it's okay.
Yeah.
So we went back and forth. There was talk about doing like two volume S show, talking about doing a supersize episode, right. Talking about doing like a, you know, just all these different things. But
and I think Gary and I both just kind of spot read the emails, so we're just all over the place.
Yeah, we're all over the place.
So I think Gary came in with 100 songs, I came in with 11, but we're getting it done.
The groups, like, I had to cut the Sonic Youth, Sleater-Kinney, Elliott Smith, Smashing Pumpkins, not even going to hear them!
No Styx, no Survivor, no Supertramp, no Santana, no Seals and Crofts, no Skid Row.
But
no Skid Row!
But somebody outrage. I couldn't leave out was the Smiths. You know Morrissey? You know Johnny Marr, the guitar hero? But here's one that kind of highlights what was good about their awesome bass player, Andy Rourke. It's called Cemetery Gates.
I dread a sunny day, so I'll meet you at the cemetery gates. Keats and Yeats are on your side. I dread a sunny day, so I'll meet you at the cemetery gates. Keats and Yeats are on your side. Wild, wild is on mine.
Keats and Yeats are on your side, and Wilde is on mine. I think Morrissey is actually wittier than Oscar Wilde, but Oscar Wilde benefits from being around from when before comedy was invented.
Yeah.
And so he gets a free pass on a lot of these things. A lot of his jokes are just like, the only thing worse than being talked about is not being talked about. You know? You know?
But yeah, he was like the first catty celebrity.
Yeah, exactly.
People are like, this is mind-blowing. And now it's like every person on cable television is like that.
Exactly.
Is he in poor health right now? What's going on with him?
Where
is he? I keep reading things on the online like he had to stop some shows and then he's...
I think he's feeling terribly sad. I think is
does
what
he have a broken heart?
Pop star in a coma, I know.
Look about you, and you'll see.
My next song is going to make people think that Gary just played a double shot.
Uh-oh.
Because I'm going to play from 100% Fun,
oh,
Matthew Sweet, and a song I love called Sick of Myself.
Oh, it's the best. Yeah. The best.
Something in your eyes that is keeping my hope alive. I'm sick of myself when I look at you. Something is beautiful.
flawless.
Yeah, that's great.
Love it. Stop me if I told this one before, but I remember like
enough during, with the Smiths.
stop me. Post office days, Portland. Listen to the Mark and Brian show. Getting my mail ready. You know, like there's their Christmas show, and Matthew Sweet was on it, and he changed it to "Sick of My Elf." For like a special Christmas treat. good for him.
Oh, and he sang it as Santa.
He did. And now he kind of looks like Santa. He's kind of
a little portly. Hey, happens.
We don't mind. What's fine?
You don't have to be thin to create.
I ain't mad at him.
More of cushion for the pushing.
Matt wants to do a whole thing with Matthew's sweet spot.
Yeah.
Push It. I want him to cover Push It by Salt-N-Pepa. That's all I meant.
Well, maybe when they get to that 90s cover album. Yeah.
Oh,
will.
There you go.
No, that's 80s. They could still
is that 80s?
Get in there, yeah.
Nah, their 80s track list is set, buddy.
It's over?
Yeah, they've already... Oh, yeah,
I thought they were doing out. Like many volumes of the 80s.
No, a volume in the 60s and the 70s. Now they're on the 80s.
We'll talk about that more next show.
That's right. Yeah, shut up, man.
Look, right. I thought the 80s deserved at least two volumes, but I guess...
we thought this show deserved two volumes, and we'd say no.
We said no.
So, go ahead.
Oh, wait. It's me. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so
okay.
You even thought you played a double shot.
I really did. I had so many songs I had to set up like a March Madness-style bracket system.
And was there voting at your house?
There was. I just played them out. I played computer simulations. And in the quirky ingenue bracket, this was kind of unexpected. It was like a two over a 15 seed, but beating out St. Vincent, Regina Spektor. And she's got this new song that's, I understand, is the theme song for Orange is the New Black, and it's called You've Got Tone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Orange is the New Black. For it or against it?
I'm for it. Yeah, I'm about seven episodes in.
Haven't seen it yet. Is it worth watching?
Yeah, it is. Okay. It's got some graphic stuff in it.
Oh, wow.
Sex stuff.
I wrote a spec pilot like 10 years ago called Cell Block 44D. It was like a wait a minute. It was supposed to be a campy. You know,
44 wait, double D?
No, just D. Come okay. on. Let's not get
crazy.
Yeah.
Let's not get crazy.
Yeah, let's not crazy. No, but so I was thinking. So basically they stole the idea from me is what I'm saying. No,
well, I guess that song is great on the show, but in my headphones right now, it sounds way better than it does.
I have to say, I do not like it as the theme.
But I love it like this.
Yeah, I don't mind the song, but I hate the opening sequence of that show.
Yeah, I do too.
I skipped it every time I watched it.
Me too,
even
yeah.
though it's very difficult to do that on Netflix. Because like trying to fast forward Netflix is like, I don't know, that you would sooner see a camel pass through the eye of a needle than fast forward.
You know what you need to do? You need to queue it up on your computer.
Because
you can scroll, and then when you boot it up on your TV, it'll start right there.
What I used to do when I was watching that show, I would like, we'd finish an episode, I'd let the next one start playing, I would mute it, and then like just go do something, and I'd pause it right when that ended, so that the next time I went to watch, it was
ready. I agree with you. I do not like the opening credit sequence of that show
it's
either.
It's an unpleasant, I think that song combined with the imagery
is not good.
It's just jarring, and it's hard to go through 13 or 10 times or whatever, however many episodes there are. So I just like, I get it. Like some theme songs and some openings, you're like, this is awesome. I'm going to stick with it. Like it gets me into like, or like I've been watching Justified a lot, and there's this corny song that like, out of context, I'd be like, this is the worst. It's like a hip hop country, like roots banjo bullshit song, but like it's, and by Tone Z apparently, but it's fucking awesome when you're watching Justified. You're like, yes, I'm getting on this lonely road trying to get home. Like we got to do another theme song episode. That's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm
getting. How about one just weird, you just sing theme songs. okay. Look, apologies to, first of all, there's a band from the 80s called Scandal and we're not playing Scandal.
Oh man.
And then there's a lady named Patti Smith. And her name is spelled P-A-T-T-I-S-M-I-T-H. And we're not playing Patti Smith. No. But what we're going to do is play the Patty with a Y.
Ah, from it's got
the Y of those three groups. Yeah. You're gonna play.
I'm gonna play Patty Smythe,
the least worthy.
I know. I'm gonna play Patty Smythe solo. This was her from her album Never Enough and title track Never Enough from 1987. Patty Smythe.
You cannot be serious.
When you're married to John McEnroe,
that's right.
Love means nothing.
What I would say about that song, I would say, given the people in the room right now, I would say, four men enter, one man listen.
I actually like that.
You were bopping.
I like Scandal. I've never heard that though.
Yeah, that's a good album. And I think her backing band on most of the tracks were the Hooters. And if you think about it,
right?
you can hear it cool. a little
oh,
bit.
Oh, neat. I would have listened to one of those Hooters.
All right. Gary's up.
Okay, I gotta start making cuts already. We're gonna skip the Strokes. Hard to Explain. Just get Is This It? That is the greatest album.
We're only 17 minutes in, so you might not have to make too many cuts.
All right, we'll see. We'll see how all that right. goes. But okay, let's say you're like the stadium organist and the guy who plays the music.
Okay.
You know, at the stadium, and your baseball team just wins the World Series. So obviously you play Celebration, Cool and the Gang.
Right.
But let's say they go back to back.
Ooh.
You know what it's time for?
I don't.
Shalimar.
It's hard to imagine 60,000 people rocking to this after.
It's the second time around. Because you're going to be.
All depends what part of the city the stadium is located in.
I know you come a long way, baby. But you don't need that heart of stone. No. To prove that you can do it, baby. You can make it on your own. First one lets you down, no, no, no. And though others try to satisfy you, baby, with me your love can still be found. Love can still be found.
The second time around.
Ooh, the second time.
I don't know any good three-peat songs, but... there must be. There must be one.
There's got to be
third
one.
Third Time's
three.
A Charm or
that's
something.
That's going to be good.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Yeah. I don't know if there's a song called that. There must
or
be.
Or if you, like the Oakland A's, they lost that one to the Reds and then they came back the next year. So two out of three ain't bad. Meatloaf.
There you go. Hey, before I do the next song, I have to tell you, no Scorpions, no Slayer, no Steely Dan.
Wow.
Not on my list.
I appreciate that last one.
But,
my ears, thank you.
You're welcome, man. But we do have, I think these guys are from Minneapolis, Soul Asylum.
Yes.
This is from my favorite Soul Asylum album called Let Your Dim Light Shine. And this is written as one word, song called Bittersweet Heart.
Nice. He He committed hard to that hairdo, Dave Perner.
Yeah, it was like he had dreads, kind of.
It was kind of dreads, but not quite. There's a song by Mercury Rev called "Car Wash Hair," and I always think of it as that. kind of blonde. Yeah. Kind of like
I think it was dreads, but for like a white guy, that's like some white guy hair. That's as close as you get to dreads. Like if I had dreads, that's what they would look like.
Right.
I just have straight hair.
It's matted and filthy. Yeah. Grow some dreads.
No.
Do it, Matt. No way. Do it.
That's too much time.
It is
like,
a commitment.
Like if I started that today, you would have to check in with me 3 years from now.
I don't think so. Not with your head hair. I think you could grow dreads pretty quickly.
Just to get the right length would take 2 years, and then you got to mat it out. And
let's try it. Why don't you
I had a friend in high school who like they sell like some kind of weird product that you're supposed to put in your hair to dread it. Like if you're a white guy who wants dreads.
Yeah.
And my friend did that, and he had like the short. Remember in the early 90s?
It's called Dreadful. That's what the product's called.
That'd be a great name
Dippity
for it.
Dung. That's what
But he had the high top fade dreads, you know what I mean? Where it was kind of dready on top, but like, you know, like shaved on the sides and back.
Like Play-Doh Fun Factory dreads.
Yeah.
Those are cool. Speaking of Minnesota groups, everyone real excited about that recent Replacements reunion show.
Yeah.
Sounded awesome. It's all, you know, a lot of good clips on the internet. You check out the set list. And
with Tommy Stinson, who plays with Soul Asylum when the Replacements aren't doing anything.
Really? And Guns N' Roses?
He
keeps it busy.
Yes, he does.
But, of course, like, you want to look at the set list. Like, the career spanning was awesome. You want to see what crazy covers they do. They always bust those out. Of course, they did Everything's Coming Up Roses from Gypsy that was on that recent EP they did. And they did this song, this skinhead punk anthem, the non-racist kind of skinheads from, you know, England, late 70s, early 80s, a group called Sham 69. And the song is called Borstal Breakout.
My brother.
That's Borstal, not postal.
Yeah, I think if I had ever heard that before, I definitely would have thought they were saying postal.
We're going totally Borstal in here.
That's very Ramones-ish, too.
Yeah, totally.
But I guess punk is all that, right?
It's all that.
Here's a gentleman who's trying to be clever with his album title. It's called Here and Now, and here is spelled H-E-A-R.
Oh, boy.
And this was after the career was pretty much done. But
this is one that,
and that's where Pat picks things up.
Yes, yes.
When you listed all the people that you're not playing, this is one where I question your sanity that you're playing.
Well, because I do like this song.
Okay,
people might not like it, but this is Billy Squire, and the song called Stronger. He's in love. Little saxophone in there.
Yeah.
Or as he would call it, sexy phone.
Never recovered from that video.
He never recovered from that video. That Rock Me Tonight video ruined his career.
Ruined.
Why didn't he go, please pull it off? We're going to do a different thing. He admits that it did too. That's so sad.
So sad. Great tunes.
Terrible.
Great tunes back there. Oh, well. Here's one from probably like the end of the time that MTV played the videos. It's like a 90s kind of one-hit wonder. And just we don't even have to hear any singing of this just because the opening part is just so delicious and well-produced and stuff. It's a group called Space Hog, and this is In the Meantime. Do you remember this?
I think I might.
Oh, yeah.
Hmm.
And I forgot that this was called In the Meantime.
I was twerking.
Wait till you hear the hook. You're going to hear the hook and you're going to be like, oh, yeah.
I do remember it.
Sounds like that. And do you know who Mr. Space Hog is married to?
No.
Liv Tyler.
Really?
To the Space Hog dude, yeah.
Are they still married? They might be divorced.
I think they might still be married.
I think they might be divorced.
Really?
What are we just sitting there for 10 minutes? Just in different voices. I think they might be. Here's a couple people I didn't play. These are all people from major groups that have plenty of solo material also, but I did not play them. There will be no Brian Setzer.
Oh, wow.
There will be no Ringo Starr.
Wow.
There's no Gene Simmons.
Unbelievable.
And there's no Paul Stanley.
So, outrageous.
Yeah. Put those guys to bed. I'm deleting them right now. But we are going to move on to, I think this would be a Gary approved song.
I think he's played it before. Actually.
He probably has. Just dropping it in from the beginning.
Yay.
Sorry, actually, Pat Francis played that before.
I did?
Episode 39.
How did find that? How did you look that up so quickly?
Because I have all the playlists from every episode.
You're like Jason Wilcox over there.
Yeah. You're supposed to go, I just know it.
I wonder what that topic was.
Yeah, what was the topic?
Well, now we have to look that up.
But that's
Kyle, will you do something?
He doesn't even have a computer in front of him.
That song has the same feeling as that movie, The Way, Way Back, where it's like, it's, you know, frivolous summer vacation and everything, but there's stuff going on.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Like, really, yeah. It's neat. I like
also,
it.
I can recommend, we can all recommend The Way, Way Back, but did you see In a World?
No, I didn't. Is it good?
Oh, it's great.
Oh, nice.
It's fantastic.
Our pal Tig in there, right?
Yeah, Tig Notaro is in there, and... Nice. Nick Offerman, is that his name?
Oh, great. I love that dude.
Is that guy's name?
Yeah.
yeah, it's a great, Dimitri Martin's in it. It's really good.
Oh, man, I got to see it. And who's the main guy? It's Lake Bell.
Lake Bell wrote and directed it.
Nice.
And are we all looking up to, I think I found it first. Meet the Parents.
Oh, parentheses.
Oh, Meet the Parents. Yeah. Good.
The Parents.
God, it seems like just yesterday. That was a long time ago, though.
Yeah,
39.
Geez, I know.
Lake Bell, I think her parents were big fans of that game, Concentration. We have to like guess the rebus, and they wanted something that would be really good too. Anyway, so we just passed the 50th anniversary of the "I Have a Dream" speech.
Yeah,
and
what's this now?
Although when people are hearing this, it might already be the 51st anniversary.
51st anniversary.
That's how far ahead we are.
So far ahead we are.
We're ahead. Sorry, people, but we are ahead.
I got to get. I didn't realize that music was such a big part of that day. It wasn't like, you know, King just came out. You know, we had some opening acts. You know, somebody like had some guest sets. Some people came in, did 5 minutes or whatever. Mm-hmm. But like Dylan was there, did some music and Baez and stuff, and Mahalia Jackson, everything. And credit where credit is due. The great podcast called Sound Opinions.
Yes,
I was listening to it last week, and they did a whole like show about music of the civil rights era, and they played this great song, and it made me go out and get the album. Like Nina Simone has this great compilation of her protest songs, and she's basically Public Enemy. It's just awesome,
right?
But we'll just hear this from the top because it starts out kind of funny, and then it gets really angry, and then it gets, you know, really. But we'll just hear the funny part so nobody gets it. It's Nina Simone, Mississippi Goddamn.
Alabama's got me so upset. Tennessee made me lose my rest. Everybody knows about Mississippi, goddamn. Alabama's got me so upset. The elections have made me lose my rest. Everybody knows about Mississippi, goddamn. you feel it, it's all in the air. I can't stand the pressure much longer. Somebody say a prayer. Alabama's got me so upset, and Lurleen Wallace has made me lose my rest. Everybody knows about Mississippi, God damn.
Alabama governor's wife, I think, Lurleen Wallace.
Great but. Recognition response from the crowd on that one.
Yeah. But yeah, protest anthology. I got that was like $5 on e-music. Very good. Love that. Nina Simone.
Nice. Anyway.
Very nice.
What do you got, Pat?
I got apologies to Stone Temple Pilots, Sweet, Boz Skaggs,
oh my God.
And Bob Seger.
That second volume of this episode would have been really good.
I know, I know. I was going to play Boz Skaggs because my favorite thing, one of my favorite things that Norm MacDonald used to do on Saturday Night Live would be the Larry King thing, where he would, and one of the ones he did one time that made me crack up, and I have the transcript here, so I'll read it exactly, the line exactly as he read it as Larry King. He said, "There isn't a better singer in the world than Boz Skaggs." Okay, Larry.
Oh, man, that King's Thing column used to be the best.
I know.
It would make you buy USA Today.
Does anyone not like ice cream? No, Larry. Okay, we're going to go with my favorite teen idol, Rick Springfield, from my favorite Rick Springfield album, Success Hasn't Spoiled Me Yet. This is Just One Kiss.
Was that recorded at Sound City?
I don't know. I don't think this was the second one. I don't think it was there. And then the two that followed it were.
Oh, okay.
I know.
Nice.
I mean, I could be wrong.
Got Rick. Any movement on that? Any chance that
his people said later in the year when he has a book and novel coming out and he has another album coming out. So that's what they told me.
Busy.
And then when I said, "Jay, Joe, we was just on. You guys should listen to this. This would be very similar to what we'll do with Rick." And they go, "Yes, as we told you," later in the year. So I was like, "Yeah, great. I just wanted to keep you So I didn't want to push it, but I also don't want that bastard Mark Maron getting them before we get them.
Maron!
You don't like Rick Springfield, Maron. You just want to sell stamps.
He's totally in bed with the USPS.
He totally is, man.
That and audio books. Well, here's something unusual. This is a love song to a dread childhood disease. Whooping cough. Uh-oh. It is it's the Smoking Popes with Rubella.
Smoking Popes.
Not too bad.
I still love that Super Chunk song that you played.
Oh, you're still thinking, that's good.
Yeah, thinking about that.
Oh, you know, I was going to remind you, that is our big giveaway this week. We have a copy of I Hate Music to give away. I still haven't figured out how this works.
I'll give it to you.
Well, you just got to write a review on iTunes.
Oh, okay.
And then it helps if you are...
Is it okay if it's a one-star review?
It's fine. But if...
what if someone wanted, like, this show stinks, but I want that CD.
I still haven't figured out how to figure out who's writing the reviews to give them to. But it's...
Have you given anyone... one of these things away that we've been talking about for years.
I have 5 on the table. I have addresses for 2 people. I still haven't mailed them yet. I've been sitting on my desk for like a month.
Here's what they need to do. They need to write the review in a Word doc so that they can cut and paste it into iTunes, but then send it the copy to you also.
There you go.
Good call.
Try that.
Right. Along with their address so that you know where to ship it.
Right. Yes,
that would be nice.
And their name.
No. pin.
Just the address.
It'll get there without a name.
Yeah, I think they'll figure it
out. Doesn't the post office work backwards, Gary? They work from the zip code to the city and then to the address. And the name's
pretty last.
Yeah.
Unless you live in a flop house, that thing's getting to you. I mean, why would the name be important?
That's true.
It's going to your domicile.
I know people thought it was coming, but apologies to Taylor Swift. No Taylor Swift.
Wow.
Are you kidding me?
No Carly Simon. No,
you went to that Taylor Swift concert?
I know. No Stray Cats. No Split Ends. Sorry, S's.
Oh, jeez.
No Setzer. No Stray Cats.
Yeah, Kiss My S.
Wow.
Crazy.
But I will go way back to 72 with a singer-songwriter who is no longer known by this name.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if this even counts, but this he did release this under this name.
Cat Stevens. And this is an uplifting, positive song in the age that we live in 2013 with war and despair and the zombie apocalypse. This is called Can't Keep It In.
Oh, I can't keep it in. I can't keep it in. I've got to let it out.
Love.
I've got to show the world. World's got to see all the love. Love that's in me. I said, why walk alone? Why worry when it's warm over here? Got so much to say, say what you mean, mean what you think and think anything. Oh, why must you waste your life away? You've got to live for today, then let it go.
I love aggressive acoustic strumming.
Yeah. Everything about that's like as hard as Cat Stevens.
That's as hard as Cat Stevens ever gets.
Ripping it. Now, it's so funny that like in all the year, I mean, no one's heard everything, but like no one's even sounded remotely like Cat Stevens ever.
No.
Like his voice is so distinctive.
Yeah.
It's like from another planet of voices in terms of like, you know, cause a lot of singers you're like, oh, that guy kind of sounds like this guy plus this guy. But like, Cat Stevens is just like, yeah, yeah, that's Cat Stevens. He sings like a fucking crazy person.
Yeah. And between songs he goes meow.
Praise Allah.
That's right.
He's good. Which album's that on?
That's on Catch Bull at Four.
Catch Bull at
Not
Four.
Catch a Bull. Catch Bull
He's
at Four.
He's got crazy. What? Mona Bone Jack on? Yeah. Jacob?
T for the Tillman.
He's a weirdo.
He's a weirdo. His name's Cat.
Here's one you're going to enjoy, Matt, from about 20 seconds in. This is...
I guess Kyle and I aren't going to enjoy it.
No, I was just...
I think Matt was just for the cue.
You all love the Bangles and everything. Man, I love this album. This is this fellow named Jewel Shear. And the album's called The Eternal Return. Just one great song after another on here, including the original version of this ditty. Here, give this a listen.
I think you might have played this before.
Really? Probably.
I think.
Find out.
We have maybe have two repeats today. Oh, no, I don't think he did. I think I know what I'm thinking of.
Somewhat undone by Hades production, but yeah, just really solid tracks on there.
Did he write a Cyndi Lauper song?
He did.
That, I think, maybe is what
he wrote
played
All Through the Night.
Play that?
On episode 18, Dreams Dissolve in Tears was played.
That's right. That's from a different...
Then I'm thinking of something way different. A lot of music, a lot of artists in my head.
We could play gotcha games all day, but we're in the middle of S's, and we're not going to... There are so many great songs we're not playing.
No, apologies then to Saxon, Seal, Saliva, Soundgarden, and Slade.
Oh, man.
Because we're not playing them.
That would have been a hell of a show.
A good 50% of these people did not need an apology.
Slade really doesn't need an apology.
Slade needs an apology.
Saliva was not waiting by the phone.
This guy, how can I describe this guy? He's an American treasure. He's a hobbit. He won't sign autographs. And he's one half of Simon and Garfunkel. This is Paul Simon. This is the first song off of his self-titled solo debut. And this is Mother and Child Reunion. American treasure. Look at that weird guitar right there.
Yeah. Sounds like Jackie Mattu playing it.
Yeah.
Remember a Saturday, I know they say let it be, just don't work out that
way. It's like the cymbal work on this.
And the course of a lifetime runs.
I don't know when to end it, Matt.
I'm going to.
Yeah, that was, you know, like he did the, you know, the South African thing at, on Graceland, but he was always dabbling like in some reggae there.
Yeah,
everything.
He definitely was.
I don't know how this got started around the house, but we have this joke where, like, you know, me and Julio by the schoolyard. Mm-hmm. Somehow Jane and I got the idea that Julio was the name of his hairpiece. So he's just hanging out with his hairpiece.
Hairpiece, that's me.
Playing a little 2-on-2.
I like that.
Julio takes it to the hole and dumps.
Oh, I have an update on episode 18.
Okay.
Which Gary closed out, I think, with Jules Shear, Dreams Dissolve in Tears. It seems to be the duets episode.
That was the duets episode, exactly.
Is that
Pal,
a duet?
Pal Shazar singing on that one with him.
Glad you remember that.
This is, okay, I'm going to skip down a little bit because I think we're getting down to the bitter end here. This is like going back to the brackets. We had our 90s Guilty Pleasure regional.
Yeah.
Heavily favored Smash Mouth, upset by Sister Hazel?
What?
There it is.
This is at least the third 90s two incongruous word bands in a row in this episode. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because we had Smoking Popes.
Oh, yeah. Space Hog.
Oh, yeah. And Soul Asylum.
Yes. There's been
leads to you.
Matt's reliving his prom.
Time to say what it is I'm feeling there.
Why we're in the neighborhood, would you like to apologize to the Spin Doctors? Or would you like to?
Oh my God. Look,
are they coming back?
Wait, stop. Look at my list.
What?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I have apologies
to Simon Garfunkel, Joe Satriani, and the Spin Doctors.
Do the Spin Doctors have a new album or something?
They do.
What's going on?
I don't know. We'll have to check it out.
Yeah.
And who came first, Sister Hazel or Blues Traveler?
That's a good question. I'm going to guess Blues Traveler.
A little similar, though, in the sound.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah.
That was about the time when things that ever, it seemed like for a while, like we've heard Smoking Popes and Soul Asylum, like where like college rock and indie rock in early 90s, it was really did sound different. And then it slowly became just kind of like pop music.
Imagine
and Sister Hazel was like, okay, we're back.
Here we go.
This is okay. Like, you can put this in a Disney trailer. This, we have now reached acceptable levels of pop shittiness.
All right, look. Let me just say something.
Before you even go into this, we should point out, if we didn't already, that Pat is wearing a red bandana today.
Because I played tennis before the show.
Yeah, you played tennis, and then you do the other thing you do when you put on a red bandana. You play.
I rock. Actually, I can find pictures of me in a red bandana at Three River Stadium in the summer of 1985, the biggest crowd ever there. And seeing Bruce Springsteen on the Born in the USA tour.
Oh, wow.
Absolutely. I might even have a dangly earring in at that time because that always looks good.
Did you have a crumpled up red ball cap in your back pocket?
I also had a yellow bandana in my back because that means that you take it.
You're up for some.
You're up for some homo play.
It's all this code.
All right. So my last song I'm going to play today is by the man from New Jersey. And I got at least six good songs. And so you got to choose one of them, either Glory Days or Dancing in the Dark or a Pink Cadillac. Those are three of the six. But no, it's hard to choose just one Bruce Springsteen. It's hard to choose just one song from a lot of these artists.
Hard to choose just one Bruce Springsteen song. Wonder which one you will pick this time.
But I picked a song off Born to Run, and I picked a song called Backstreets. And I don't know why, I just felt like this kind of encompasses a lot of good stuff Bruce does. So we're gonna let me count it in for you, and then, man, you can cue it up to. Get up to 104, and I'm gonna.
When Sultan first had summoned me, and Jerry became friends, trying in vain to breathe the fire we was born in. Catching rides to the outskirts, time fate between our teeth, sleeping in that old abandoned beach house, getting wasted.
The name of the Bruce Springsteen fan club, House Organ magazine publication.
Yep, Backstreet. Yep. Backstreets.
Yes.
And we will dedicate that. Well, I'll throw that out to Brad Wilhelm, who is the biggest Bruce Springsteen fan I ever have met.
Thanks for listening and participating.
Brad's got new headshots. Go over to his Facebook page. You can give him a rating on those.
You can book him.
You can book him. Book him at your book him at your room. Yeah, holidays are coming up. Book him at your holiday party. He's a comedian.
Sparkle Horse, Stereo Lab, Ron Sexsmith, Shins. I'd like to see him in my office, please. This is never easy.
Sex Pistols, do they come in the office?
Yeah, please, you guys too. It's not going to happen this time.
One of you may be saved by the outplay, the outshot from Matt Bellman.
Are you playing Sepultura?
If I did, it would be the first time
that I've ever heard the word.
In our final regional, it was... best bands with the stupidest names, and it was it was a battle between Sebado, but they veterans, but they eventually succumbed to this group. Someone Still Loves You, Boris Yeltsin, with Oregon Girl.
That's not a real band.
Here they are.
Sounds like a Green Day song.
Oh yeah, maybe. Those goings on in Russia. I really do miss me some Boris Yeltsin.
Yeah.
When things were normal. Crazy.
Guy was too drunk to care about what gay people were doing.
He would drink vodka. Is he drinking vodka? Yes, vodka.
I enjoy Pussy Riot, but there are no Sister Hazel, I'll tell you that.
I enjoy Pussy Riot just as a thing. not so much in music.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter and like us on Facebook. We'll be posting lots of our S-bands that didn't make the cut. And there's a lot of them. And tell us yours. You could call 330-81-ROCKS. And
also go to rocksolidpodcast.com and see what Jason Wilcox has cooked up over there in his laboratory.
So excellent. Write a review on iTunes. It really helps us out a lot. We crept back into the top 200. We're like 106.
We're up to 101. Nice. Yeah. I don't know how that works over there, but sometimes
it helps.
I think a lot of shows were off that week.
Maybe, yeah.
So we popped right up in there. A lot of podcasts went bi-weekly now, which is helping us.
And tell a friend how much you enjoy Rock Solid.
Yes.
Volume S is in the books. Boy, not too many letters left in the Rock Solidopedia.
No, there's not. There's not.
Yeah, what are we down to?
I have a list. I have a list somewhere. If you want to just
who will be last? What letter?
Here we go. I can tell you what's left. I, L, N, R, and V.
Oh, man, that's what I got on Words with Friends. I-L-R-N-V. Okay.
I-L-R-N-V.
Okay.
So what do you want to do next, Matt? Out of those.
I want to go V.
Okay, V it is.
V it is.
Next time, V.
Yeah.
V for Vendetta.
Yeah.
Or V for Vodka.
For Vodka.
For Vodka.
And Vagina. Yeah.
Yeltsin, get out of here.
Come on,
dirty.
Yeltsin.
Oh,
now no one likes you.
No one likes you.
After that, just lost your last fan.
What's up, Matt?
Of the 75 bands you guys named but didn't play, I'm going to spare one in particular.
Ooh, this is it. Matt gets one save per episode.
Yeah.
He's going to use it.
It's,
power of veto.
It's the Shins.
Yes.
We've played them before, nice. But you know, it bears repeating. They're awesome. And this is from the same album. Gary was going to play Turn a Square.
Yeah, because it has that great thing about tennis shorts made of strife.
Well, I'm going to go with an S song.
Ooh.
For the S episode, and this is Saint Simon.
Nice.
Check you later.
After all these implements and text designed by intellects of X to find, evidently there's so much that hides. And though the saints are bucks divine in ancient feeding lines, their sentiment is just as hard to pluck from the vine. Nursery rhymes that helped us out and make a sense of our lives. The cruel, uneventful state of apathy releases me. I value them, but I won't cry every time one's wiped out. She places them.